Hey, this is George Mitchell, and you are listening to the Piedmont Report Blues 411 Internet Radio, hosted by none other than one of the great blues musicians of Atlanta himself, and he's keeping things going, Mudcat. Quite a program.
Well, Nanny Blues is my companion every night and every day.
The world's finest traditional blues artists gathered in Atlanta in October of 1984 for the National Down Home Blues Festival, which was held at the Moonshadow Saloon. The event featured the greatest collection of traditional blues talent ever assembled in one place, with a three-day experience that offered a concentrated dose of blues in its purest form. This week, we're going to take you back in time to the festival, thanks to Southland Records. And by phone, we have an interview with the organizer the festival. That's right, folklorist, musician, photographer, author, teacher, George Mitchell. Also on the phone, Juke Joint Rick, who attended the festival and found some great inspiration. In this program, we'll hear from John Jackson, Precious Bryant, Piano Red, Eddie Kirkland, Thomas Burt, Stevenson Wiggins, and Larry Johnson. We are indeed in the height of planting season. So we put some planting charts on our Facebook page, along with the full playlist. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy. Happy planting, y'all.
It was quite a celebration, because nothing like that, by the way, had happened. The reason I decided to do it was, I finally decided, well, it's time to stop looking for blues singers, for me to stop, because it had become too hard to find. You know, I would be on the road 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, and maybe find one person in a month or something, right? And so that was just, it gotten to be not as, you know, everybody dying out and everything. So I decided, well, what can I do as a kind of a going out thing from, you know, that would be fun? And this is the idea I came up with. And then I got to see all these people, many of whom I'd never seen, and then some of whom I knew. Like, you know, I was good friends with Sonny Lynn Slim when we worked in Chicago. I hadn't seen him in ages. And so it was a treat. And there'd never been anything like it since then. Before then or since then. That's fun.
I'm a bad, bad man. Nobody knows how bad I am. Don't care for police, you're Dennis, you rest. My man from a bad, bad man. I went down to the barroom door the other night, and I walked in the door, and I noticed this big bad man standing in the floor looking all bad. So I walked up and I said to him, I'm around here, down here. I ain't good looking, but I'm round here. Ain't nobody gonna drive me away. I'm a bad, bad man. Nobody knows how bad I am. Don't care for police. You're in a jury. My man from a bad, bad man. I went down to the man's house, and I knocked on the door. About that time, he come running out looking for a fight, and a lot of boys stand around. So we got into a bout. I with my razor chopped enough meat off the man's head. Beat all the dogs in town. I'm a bad, bad man. Nobody knows how bad I am. Don't get the police. You're my man from a bad, bad man. I went back down the street feeling both quiet, and I met that scamp on the street. We got into a bout, a lot of boys stand around. I got him down and I got me a brick. I scrubbed enough wool off the man's head. Punished all the wool in town. I'm a bad, bad man. Nobody knows how bad I am. Don't care for police. jersey and a G-Rip. My man from my bad, bad man. 2 days later, the sheriff come around, leads me some on down to the courtroom. I go down to the courtroom, a lot of boys stand around, some crying, looking all sad. But when that judge, the bad man, why, that was me all right. I with my rusty razor, cleared all the boys in town. I'm a bad, bad man. Nobody knows how bad I am. Don't care for police, Jordan or Jerem. My man from a bad, bad man. Thank you very much. Solid road. Take hot brown skin, satisfy my soul. Did I love my baby, love her all night long. Did I love my baby, love her all night long. Did I love my baby, love her when she's gone. Mama, honey boy, you stayed last night. Cause there's no pretty mama, honey, ain't treating me right. On your mind, girl, you know, pretty mama, trouble, trouble all the time. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Play you an old blues tune called the Bad Water Blues. And the wind begin to blow. Rain by day, and the wind begin to blow. Say trouble, trouble, trouble for my people below. I woke up one morning, couldn't get my own back door. I woke up one morning, couldn't get my own back door. Much water, ain't got no place to go. I'm winning under, up on some lonesome high hill. I'm winning under, up on some lonesome high hill. Says I look down from the plane, pray for you to live. Wind begin to blow. It thundered and lightning, and the wind begin to blow. Said trouble, trouble, trouble for my people below.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was one of his best performances ever, I think, there at the Downtown Blues Festival. I mean, he was going great guns. For a little while before that, he wasn't doing as great as he was doing then. One of the things about the festival was that all these people were playing before in front of their peers, right? You know, they'd never had any been anywhere like this. No one had. Where there were so many artists. And so, you know, everybody, they're in the mood, of course, because everybody was around, but they wanted to impress everybody else, right? One of the great things about it was so many people were at, you know, the top of their form, because they knew that Sonny Terry was watching them, et cetera.
Precious Bryant, when she came to the National Down Home Blues Festival, that was the first time that she had ever been to Atlanta. As a matter of fact, she hadn't performed publicly except once, about a week before that. You know, originally, I located her in the late 60s, and I put on a couple concerts there in Columbus, and I wanted her to come, but no, she wouldn't come. And then when I moved to Atlanta, I put no more. I wanted her to come, and she wouldn't come. And what the problem was that her husband was jealous. He didn't want her traveling. He didn't know what, you know how jealous men are. And so it was many years, from the late 60s to the 80s before she actually appeared. And that was after her husband was gone. She actually killed her husband. They were struggling over a gun, and he got shot. And so that meant that she could travel. And so she went to Columbus and performed for the first time at Chattahoochee Folk Festival, which I had worked on. And then a couple of weeks later, there she was coming to Atlanta. First time she'd ever been to Atlanta. And she had to come by bus. And the first time she'd ever been on a bus. I mean, she was a country woman, you know, living in Waverly Hall or near Geneva, that section there, with, you know, just out in the country. And so she gets here, and she just brought the house down. You know, she never dreamed of performing someplace like that. And she gets the entire audience, the packed house with her, clapping along with her. Oh, it was wonderful to see. It was exciting. Hey.
baby, please. Baby, please come home to me. Come on, y'all, bet your hands. Baby, please. Baby, please come home to me. That sound good. Because I'm a prisoner, I need your love to set me free. Listen. I woke up early one morning, about the break of dawn, looking in the bed beside me, and you know I was all alone. I said, please, baby, please come home to me. I'm a prisoner. I need your love to set me free. I'm gonna let my guitar talk now. I just want my sisters for him, so they can stand up. That's what I told him. I know my tears are wasted. Know I'm crying in vain. Thought I lost my baby, but I loved him just the same. I cry, please. Baby, please come home to me. Because I'm a prisoner, I need your love to set me free. And that thing got now, listen, get through. If you want to shout, do that too. It'll be somebody around here to hold you. I bet I got another one I'm going to bring on in here now. It says, ain't that loving you, baby? Come on now, pat your hand. Now, ain't nobody sick, ain't nobody dead. Come on. Come on. No, I love you, baby. Now listen. Woo! That's it.
told me you're leaving, leaving on the 15th floor. Well, you know I love you and I can't stand to see you go. Oh, baby, if you're leaving, call me on the phone. Woo. Listen. That's what I'm talking about.
Your man, I don't. I ain't no stranger. I've been here before. No need knocking on nobody's door. You got the right string, baby. Wrong yo-yo. Got the right string, baby. Wrong yo-yo. Somebody knocking on your door. I passed this morning, hardware store. A brand new string for my yo-yo. All right. All right. Yeah. Woman, why in the world don't you tell me so? a low-down shame. Woman, the way you treat me. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Oh, boy. You are so wonderful. Call it gone. You wanna leave poor Hetty standing all alone. Put your loving arms around me, hold me so tight. I know, baby, everything gonna be alright. I got my bloodshot eyes on you. Bloodshot eyes on you. See everything you do. I know, baby, you'll never be true. I got your picture, baby, hanging up on the wall. I got your picture, baby, hanging up on the wall. You do me wrong, you know that ugly pitchfork. Thank you.
picture, baby, hanging up on the wall. I still got your picture, baby, hanging up on the wall. Every time you do me wrong, you know that old picture falls. Thank you.
When I decided to put this on, you know, I wanted to have it indoors so it wouldn't be a rain date. It's more intimate indoors and everything. But the Boone Chatter Saloon was a real big place. And you just never know about this kind of thing. And not too many people, you know, were into old time blues. You know, I had a couple that people probably heard of, Taj Mahal and Sonny Terry, but mostly it's people that never heard of. So I want to make sure we pack the place. I put up posters everywhere. Poster gave the price, you know, $3 for the evening concerts and $2 for the afternoon concerts. And so then the first evening concert, you know, I had no idea what was going to happen. And then I look out the door and there's a line about two blocks long. Waiting to come to the National Down Home Blues Festival. That was a thrill to me. And it was, needless to say, great for the artists, too, that they had a good crowd and an enthusiastic one. The guy was 82 years old, right? That's getting on up there. But God damn, I couldn't believe my ears. This guy is 82. I mean, he sounds great for 82 years old. Has his own style.
In the water, my cork is on top. My hook in the water, my cork is on top. I know what I'm gonna do, Lord, with the hip I got. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hey, Lord, Lord. Hey, Lord, Lord, Lord. Yeah, bring some of you good men. Don't never draw no pay. These some good men don't never draw no pay. Why, boy? These some good men don't never draw no pay. You let the women come along, boy, and take all your pay away. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hey, hey, Lord, Lord, Lord. I say, hey, hey, Lord, Lord, Lord. Yes, he may be your gal. Come see me sometime. May be your gal, but you come see me sometime. Yeah, may be your gal, but you come see me sometime. She comes so often, I began to call her mine. Hey, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hey, Lord, Lord. I say, hey, hey, Lord. Is that your good gal? Stop a grinning in my face. It may be your girl, stop a grinning in my face. Yeah, you better stop your good girl from grinning in my face. Wake up one these morning, I beat on took your place. Hey, the door. Oh, Lordy. Hey, Lord, Lord. Hey, hey, Lord. Hey, better change your girl. Better chain her to your side. If that's your gal, better chain her to your side. If that's your good gal, better pin her to your side. In fact, this train of mine, boys, I'm sure gonna let her ride. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Hey, Lord, Lord. Thank you.
We cried last night, oh, night before. Cried last night, oh, night before. I cried last night, oh, night before. Bleed to my soul, babe, I cried on it. Yeah. Hey, Lord, oh, Lord. Hey, Lord, Lord. Well, I sure ain't got no loving baby now. I ain't got no loving baby now. Just when you see me tell, I say, yeah, yeah, come on home. I ain't got no loving baby now. Anybody here? See my little Corrine? Anybody in town ever seen my gal? This when you see me tell, I say, yeah, yeah, come on home. I ain't got no loving, baby, now. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Lord, Lord, me. Trouble I do see. Woman love, well, I love, she done turn back home for me. Then I say, ain't got no loving baby now. I ain't got no loving baby now. Yeah, I'm going. Had to beat a train. I'm going, little gallop, had to ride a rod. Yeah, now. Just when you see, till I say, yeah, yeah, come on home. I ain't got no loving, baby, now. Well, I sure ain't got no loving, baby, now. I ain't got no loving, baby, now. If when you see it, tell I say, yeah. See, come on home. I ain't got no loving, baby. Yeah.
Hey, this is Jeep Joint Rick Cheney on the Piedmont Report with my good buddy Danny Duguay, Mudcat. And it was just it was a great experience. It was a 2-day festival, and it was at the old Moonshadow Saloon, I remember. So yes, it was just a very cool time, you know. I was familiar with Sonny Carey and Piano Red, a few of the others, but at the time, you know, I wasn't that familiar with most of them. But that was part of the beauty of it, was meeting them and watching them perform, and then sort of doing it in reverse and studying them after that time. Everybody was having a great time. I was there both days and nights. The afternoon shows was really nice. And then, of course, you know, the headliners in the evening and all. You know, Sonny Carey, I'd heard a little bit of him. But people like Robert Jr. Lockwood, and he told a few tales, you know, about his stepfather, Robert Johnson. And there was just so many good people. The camaraderie was good, and the staff at the Moonshadow was excellent. It was just great all the way around. And it's something I'll never forget. It was instrumental in me making a transition from, you know, the Rolling Stones, Clapton, which all were instrumental, you know, in my listening days, but to actually get turned on to the real deal. It was just incredible. I think everybody there thought the same thing, you know. What I remember the most was, you know, having the opportunity to meet Sonny Carey amongst other musicians. And at the time, I wasn't playing harp, and got to have about a 15-minute chat with him before he went on. And it was just really cool hearing about the old stories. And so I asked him if he would sign an autograph for me. And I had a Heineken bottle in my hand. I was drinking a Heineken bottle. And he said, sure, he would sign it. And I remember him saying, he said, well, I can't see, but I'll put my ST on there for you. And that was pretty cool. We had a great talk, and then, of course, he went on shortly after. And that was pretty much instrumental in my decision to start studying blues harp after seeing Sonny Terry.
in a gamble late. Old Staggerly through seven, Billy swore that he threw eight. And it's bad, 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 old Staggerly. Staggerly told Billy, and let you go with that. You done won all my money and the brand new Stetson hat. And it's bad, 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 old Staggerly. Staggerly went uptown, got his 44. Said, I'm going down to that ballroom, I'm gonna pay the debt I owe. Lord, it's bad, 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 old Staggerly. Said, I'm going out to that bar, gonna pay the debt I owe. Lord, it's bad, 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 old Staggerly. Sickly wife, and it's bad, 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 old Staggerly.
Let me hear you get that thing.
My life, I got three little children and a very sickly wife, and it's bad, 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 old Staggerly. Staggerly shot Billy, shot that boy so bad, yeah, the bullet came through Billy and it broke the bartender's glass, and it's bad, 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 old Staggerly. If you ever go to New Orleans, walk across the bottom floor, hold every step you take, we'll be in Billy Lyon's blood, and it's bad, 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 old Staggerly.
damn word from Larry Gunn. You know, he said he was going to do it, but he hadn't sent back a contract or anything. He's had an off and on drug problem, right? And he, you know, he's from George, from Atlanta. But usually is living elsewhere, New York City. I figured, well, I guess he's back on the drugs. I'm not going to see him. I hadn't heard anything from him, but I still don't know for sure what's going to happen, right? And then 10 minutes before his set was beginning, boom, there he was, out of nowhere, and did a great job, and I was thrilled. I hadn't seen him in a long time.
Do-do-do-la-da-da, do-do-la-da-da, do-do-la-da-da. Do 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 la da, do 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 la da da, do 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 la da da. Well, now I went to a party one night. I was dressed to kill, but when the people saw who I was dancing with, well, I guess they laughing still. It was the wrong woman, wrong woman, wrong woman, wrong. But the wrong woman I was out with last night. Well, I looked up at her head, then I looked down at her feet. She was built like an automobile, didn't have no rumble seat. And that's the wrong woman, that's the wrong woman, that's the wrong woman I was out with last night. Hey, hey, baba ree baba wop bip bop, man, I'm telling you. Every time I take a look at this woman, I don't know what to do. About the wrong woman, that's the wrong woman, wrong, that's the wrong woman I was out with last night. Now I bought myself a little bottle of booze and went to drinking to myself. But when I turn it up, I tell my head, oh, here comes somebody else. And that's the wrong woman, that's the wrong woman, that's the wrong woman I was out with last night. Hey, hey, baba ree baba wop bip bop, man, I'm telling you. Every time I think about this woman, I don't know what to do. About the wrong woman, wrong. That's the wrong woman, wrong. That's the wrong woman I was out with last night. Now I took this woman home with me, and I jumped in the bed. But when she pulled off her wig, she said, Sonny, cover up your head. And that's the wrong woman. That's the wrong woman, wrong. That's the wrong woman I was out with last night. Bong, bong, bong. Hey. Hey. Yeah. All right, now, thank you. Yeah. You know, I try to keep a little God in myself and in my show. So I'd like to end up with this one right here. Can't you hear the angels singing? Can't you hear the angels singing? Can't you hear the angels singing about this old world won't be long? Can't you hear the preacher preaching? Can't you hear the preacher preaching? Can't you hear a preacher preaching about this whole world won't be long? Can't you hear the angels singing? Can't you hear the angels singing? Can't you hear the angels singing about this whole world won't be long? Well, me, I'm gonna start praying. Me, I'm gonna start praying. Me, gonna start praying, cause this whole world won't be long. Hey, hey, Lordy, Lordy, hey, Lordy, Lordy, hey, Lordy, Lordy, now this old world won't be long. Now, mother, teach it to your daughter, mother, teach it to your daughter, mother, teach it to your daughter about this old world won't be long. Hey, hey, Lordy, Lordy, hey, Lordy, 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 now this old world won't be long. Well, Father, teach it to your son, Father, teach it to your son, Father, teach it
to tell you, son, about this old world won't be long. Hey, hey, lordy, lordy, hey, my lordy, lordy, hey, lordy, lordy, now this old world won't be long. Can't you hear angels singing, can't you hear angels singing, can't you hear the angels singing about this old world won't be long. Yeah, 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 amen. Thank you very kindly.